Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
Of course, your voice in the morning, and we just picked up on another story that we'll be chatting about for the next few minutes. A 22-year-old woman has escaped abductors yesterday morning. The woman, whose identity has not been released, was pulled into an unknown vehicle at the Mitchells Plain Town Centre bus terminus by three males and instructed to hand over her bag, which contained cash and a cell phone. A Mitchells Plain Police Station spokesperson, Captain Ian Williams, says the suspects fled with her on Baden Powell Drive in the direction of Musenberg. William says the woman managed to escape the men at traffic lights near Stramfontein Pavilion, and a case of abduction has been registered for investigation. Joining us online now is the mother of this 22-year-old victim, and of course we won't identify either the victim nor the mother for their safety. Mom, good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
When were you first informed about the incident and what were you told?
I was informed about the incident around about 4:15 yesterday morning. The guy that found me just informed me that he's got my daughter in the Stramfontein area and that her clothes has been torn. And I could just hear her crying in the background.
When you heard this call and you heard about your daughter, what were the first thoughts that came to mind for you?
You know, at that stage, I was just glad that I could hear that she's, you know, her voice. That means that she's still alive. And just very, very terrified at that moment.
Now, she, from her version of events, also does not recall the incident itself. She doesn't really recall much about the incident. What is essentially her version of events?
Look, her father dropped her in the morning to get a 7 o'clock bus. So she was dropped around about 6:45. She was dropped by her father at the town centre terminus. When she got to the terminus, her bus wasn't there, so she walked towards the shop to buy a packet of chips. And that is the last thing that she can remember, you know, walking back towards where her bus is stationed and not seeing anybody confronting her from the front. Nobody came towards her. So it seemed like, you know, the person came from behind. And from the time that she was at the terminus and by the time she got to Stramfontein, it was about 2 hours that she can't remember what happened.
Yeah.
Because when she woke up, she said this guy was on top of her trying to take off her clothes. And that is when she fought with him and they demanded her PIN number because they just taken out the bank card. She then refused to give the PIN number, fought with the guy because the one was at the back and two was in front. They approached a robot and she saw the robot was red and she jumped up, you know, and started running towards Pelican Park, Stramfontein Police side, which tried to stop oncoming traffic, but nobody wanted to stop. She got to the residence, you know, the area where the house is in Stramfontein, and asked this lady to help her, but the lady was also very scared, you know, as to help her. And then this one guy with a tow truck came, he and his girlfriend, and they actually saw that she was standing with one shoe and her clothes had been torn, and that is when they stopped and they, you know, they chatted to her and she gave my number because she knew one number out of my head.
Mm-hmm. Since, of course, the incident, is your daughter okay? Has she sustained any injuries? And has she received any medical assistance there?
We then went to the police station.
Yeah.
He took us to the police station because I said I'll meet him there. We had to wait for a social worker. When the social worker arrived, she asked my daughter if she wanted to go through a medical examination test, which I insisted that she does go for that because in that two-hour period that she can't remember, we don't know what happened. But no physical, you couldn't see any marks on the body, no mark on the face. But then we were sent to the Tutuzelu Center in Heidelberg, where the doctors did a medical examination. But yeah, just to, but everything was okay, alhamdulillah. She wasn't right for anything.
Alhamdulillah. In terms of a drug test, was that conducted?
No, I asked that question to the doctor, and they said they didn't have the, I don't know, the Western Cape doesn't have the equipment to do that, because I was concerned, what if the drug is still in the body? Even though she seemed okay, she didn't seem confused or anything. I asked for that because I was just worried, what if she acts up today or tomorrow or something happens, you know? Mm-hmm. And they said they couldn't do that, so it was just normal blood pressure test that they did. They did a urine sample, but no drug test was taken, which was a bit concerning for me, you know, that they couldn't do that because she didn't know how she got there. I would think that, you know, that would be something they should have done.
Yeah. Most importantly, I think the question many would like to know is, how is your daughter doing? How are you doing as the mother and the family?
Yeah.
How are you dealing with the,
look,
this difficult situation?
This morning I was very shaken up because everything just happened so fast. Yesterday you were busy. I was busy with her, trying to be strong. But this morning, you know, I just break down because she could have maybe made it 3 years. And I'm just glad, alhamdulillah, they didn't hurt her. But I think this morning for her, it's going to be tough. I unfortunately had to come to work. My son found me now, and he said, you know, she's just crying, so she needs some support, you know. And I'm actually letting her go to my mom, you know, because my mom also just had a hip operation, so she's not mobile, you know, so it's a bit difficult. But I think it's going to be a bit sort of traumatizing for today.
Was she able to identify, or did she recognize the men, having possibly seen them in the town center area before? And then also, was she able to identify the type of the car, that she was in, or the color of the car, and those kind of things?
The only thing she remembered is the white car. She doesn't know what type of car it is. And then also, she said she would be able to identify the one guy that was at the back with her, that she caught him.
Okay.
The other two guys in front, she didn't see their faces.
Yeah. Mom, firstly, if I, rather in conclusion, I would like to say that we are glad, alhamdulillah, that your daughter is safe. And we shukr and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has kept us safe. From the community side, we wish you everything of the best. This is not an easy situation, we know. And so I'm sure there are those out there that would be more than willing to assist, particularly when it comes to counseling and so on and so forth. So please do make use of the resources available, inshallah. But we wish you everything of the best, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you and your family and for your daughter after this difficult experience, inshallah.
Yeah. The lady asked me if I wanted to go on air. I wanted to go viral because I want people to know how these things are happening, you know.
Yeah.
It's scary, but it is happening. So your loved one should let you know when they get to work, when they arrive safely at work, and also when they come back home. That is very important because to me, she works till 3 o'clock and it was, I'm thinking she's at work, so I would have waited for a message now, 3 o'clock this afternoon, you know, to speak her, to phone me, to tell me that she's on the way home. That is what she usually does. And not thinking that this child never made it to work.
Mom, we wish you and your daughter and the family everything of the best, inshallah. Shukran for joining us this morning on The Voice of the Cape. And we wish you, as I mentioned, everything of the best moving forward.